Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Quinlivan.
That would be really weird. Quinlivan?
Quinlivan.
That sounds scary. That sounds a little sketchy. I don't know if that's correct.
That's how I'm going. Phonetically, I think I'm right.
We will check with our correspondent, Lee Battelle.
Lee Battelle will let us know. That's not really his neck of the woods, but he'll reach out to his sources there. Want to thank everybody who's participated so far in our It Would Be a Little Weird sweepstakes. Got some great pictures in today. Got to have to make a decision, Robbie, right now. Command decision. Eligible to people outside the state of Mississippi?
I think so, because right. You can ship Strange Brew Coffee.
Ship it wherever you want. Continental United States of America.
I like keeping it in state, but I don't think it's fair to those people that are avid listeners to our show to take that opportunity away.
And honestly, if you live in Mississippi, you're really not that far from Strange Brew or from Brupolo. Whereas if you live in South Carolina or Florida, it's a haul. So yeah, all right, you're in. You're in.
Strange Brew. So what is the how long are we doing this?
We'll do it till Friday. So we'll announce our winner on Monday when we give No Coffee Is for Closers or No Coffee Is for Closers on Monday's show. We'll announce our winner.
Okay.
All right. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. The turkey will have his day in just about a week, but until then, the cow is king. You're cooking out this weekend, and the weather's going to be fantastic. So nice and cool. I think fall is finally about to break on us here. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill, so make it happen. And if you don't want to cook it yourself, man, go grab you a steak at one of our outstanding steakhouses across the state of Mississippi and vote for your favorite at the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page, your favorite steakhouse, your favorite burger joint. Get them the love they deserve with a quick vote at the Mississippi Beef Council Facebook page. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise you are looking for. I know you are looking for it. The holidays are upon us. It's time to start thinking about what you're going to put under the tree. A quick trip to College Corner can knock out a lot of your Christmas shopping for the Bulldog fans in your life. You're looking for new shirts, polos, pullovers, hats. If you're looking for something for your house, for your car, it's all right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, the best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. If you're going to have a special occasion, Restaurant Tyler is a great place to celebrate it, but you don't need a special occasion at Restaurant Tyler. You can just go and have the special occasion be the meal at Restaurant Tyler. It's just that good. Steaks, the best in town, great pasta dishes, great appetizers, and of course, my favorite dessert in the city, the famous stuffed pancake. If you want to have a fantastic meal start to finish, head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they're located, but show you how they're going to help you invest, help you manage your money, help you prepare for the future. More than ever, it is so important that when you have a question about your money, you want an answer. You can't afford to wait around. You don't have time. Time is of the essence these days. You want to have the level of service you're going to get at Priority One Bank. They're going to take care of you with personal service that you expect from your small community banks, but they offer all the financial power of those big corporate banks. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I was just telling the story before we got on the air. This is how bereft of content Sports Talk Mississippi is when Brian Haydad's not on the show. They had to call me on my day off just to find out what I was doing.
Yeah, they can't live without you.
Then they made it sound like I was doing something that was completely unproductive. And they were completely wrong. I had just finished a run. I was out running.
What a slap in the face. Just a slap in the
Just
face.
A cold slap in the face of reality is what that was. So what we've learned here today is those two guys, they can't come up with 3 hours of content when Brian Haydad's not there.
That's right.
I'm going to remember this day when I go ask for a raise next year. Like, remember that time when they were so starved for content? They were like, just call Haydad. He'll give us something.
They literally didn't have nothing else to talk about. They're like, what's Haydad up to? Just dial him up.
Bunch of Ole Miss fans, teams two games away from playing for a national title. No, call Haydad. We got nothing to talk about.
Rent-free. Yeah. Haydad is rent-free.
I live rent
in their heads.
I'm rent-free. I got a big old condominium in Richard Cross's brain. I got a pool. I got a sauna. I'm living the high life.
Three or four trucks.
I got more cars than he's got friends.
Oh, man.
Styling and profiling over here. Let's go. I'm all fired up now. It's the rumblings. We're going to get some good answers to these first couple questions until this high walk finds its way out of me. We'll start with Ford Polk. Robbie, it's been a while since I've worked at Obie's, but if they still have it, try the Kickin' Chicken on wheat berry bread. Add honey mustard. It'll change your life.
The you're kind of losing me at the wheat berry.
Well,
bread.
I mean, maybe we just you just give it a try one day, you know? Just get a half and just take a bite and see how you like it. You always take it home and eat it later. And
the odds of it being good are high.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't had anything bad at Obie's.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see. But I absolutely love their chicken tenders. And the combination of chicken tenders and honey mustard at Obie's
Elite.
Might be the best I've had.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, you
the
know,
chicken tenders are so unique.
Yeah, it's hard to beat chicken tenders and honey mustard anyway.
Yeah.
But that combo is elite.
Yeah.
Like the Obie's chicken with their honey mustard is elite.
It's fried chicken. You love fried chicken.
Obie's obviously doesn't sponsor us, but you know they serve superior catfish, as we know, mm-hmm. and they are friends of the show.
They are friends.
You and I go there often.
Often.
So I'm not trying to just blow it up, but the other day I tweeted this, and it was kind of controversial, but I had a lot more people agreeing with me. Obie's is the most consistent restaurant in store.
Very consistent. You know what you're getting when you walk in the door.
And the my category, like the consistency, my categories are the food, mm-hmm. the consistency of the food, how, you know, when it's prepared, when you get it, does it taste the same? Is it good every time you eat it? To me, yes, absolutely. Service, always good. Always great service, always fast. And when you come there, are you going to have a seat? Are you going to have to wait for a long time for a table? Are you going to have a seat or not? You have to worry about that. They always have a seat.
Yeah.
So if we ever want to just go somewhere and it be kind of relatively fast, or we don't know where we're going and we're just kind of like, let's just go to Obie's, it hits every time.
You're right. I agree.
Love it.
All right. Also from Ford, who of the Rumblers has the most Ole Miss name? If you say me, I'd like to point out that my last name is on a Mississippi State stadium. It's not you, Ford. I know the answer. Do you know it? It's an easy one.
I'm trying to think.
It's one of our every week guys. I'm sorry to do this to you. Brogan Fairchild.
Oh, yeah. That hits.
Come on, yes. Man. If you saw him on Bunky's Phi Kappa Tau list, that's the name that would go on there. Yes.
Our next question, Hunter Maness, who yes. I know, that's up there to me.
Hunter Maness could pull it off.
But Hunter is kind of a Mississippi State name, too.
Yeah, yeah. Hunter Renfro. Yeah, there's Hunters. Yeah, Brogan Fairchild.
Brogan is probably
the guy. What was the guy a couple years ago who he ended up having a coffee cup made with our quote on it that said the most quintessential Ole Miss name ever? I forget what his name was.
He's apparently stopped listening to our show or commenting. I don't know.
Ah, no, he's still lurking. He's because we told him, we were like, all right, it's getting too much. Because every week he was saying something. I was like, it's too much. It's too much. You need to calm down. If you're out there, whatever your name was, please remind us.
He was feeding off of our energy.
Yes, he was. He was having
we were giving him
fun.
Way too much pub.
Yeah, yeah. So, sorry, Brogan. Sorry, but you know I'm right. Hunter Manis, I'm trying to teach my son. I'm teaching my son to ride a bike with no training wheels. He'd rather fail his way than try mine. Is he destined to become a college football coach?
Yes.
Get him a clipboard and a whistle.
Yeah, perfect for it.
It'll work. Colton Watson, Mississippi State has top 10 signing classes in three of the biggest four sports on campus and a shot at a national title. What would State's football record have to be for you to trade in for those four sports to return to their circa 2014 situation? So 2014, is that Schaefer's first year?
No, he was 13, I think.
Okay, so is that like the NIT year?
14. All right, so I always get confused on basketball years because they do.
It's 14-15 is what we would be in.
14-15, I think, was NIT. I think that was the year because I think I'm almost certain that Victoria Vivian's was class of 14. So I think that was that freshman class.
Let's see here.
14-15.
No, 14-15, they lost to Duke in the second round. So we've got a tournament.
13-14 was the NIT.
Vivian's is on that team. So we've got a good team for women's basketball. Now, men's basketball.
I was partially right. I thought that was the freshman year, but I forgot that her freshman year was the first year of the NCAA tournament.
All right. Men's basketball, that's Howland's first year. So you've got Malik Newman.
Yeah.
Gavin Ware, Fred Thomas, Craig Sword. You got to – I mean, it's not the worst.
Excitement was really high for basketball.
Excitement was really high. The team wasn't great, though. Baseball 2014 – so 2014 baseball went to
– They went to Louisiana Lafayette. They
lost regional in Lafayette to those fine people. And then the next year they were the worst team in the SEC, though, in 15.
Okay. We have to – all right, let's clarify here. Let's say that's let's go calendar athletic calendar year.
Okay, so
that would make it 15 baseball team.
All right,
which was awful.
So so what does the football's record have to be for me to give all that up? If they were,
so baseball's going to be worst team in the SEC.
Yeah,
that year. Basketball,
an exciting start to the future.
Yeah.
Okay. And then women's basketball is about to take off. I'm telling you, if state, how many games does State play? They're 2-8, right? So they would need to play 10 games. If they were 7-3, I would take that.
Just like 7-3, you're just completely forfeiting baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think they'd finish at that point. I would know. Well, I think they'd beat Missouri to be eight. They'd finish 8-4 in Levy's first year. And if they're 7-3 right now, let me ask you a question. I want your honest opinion. If State is 7-3 right this second, is Caleb Cunningham committed to Mississippi State?
Yes. I don't have much of a question.
We're going in the right direction. Yes.
Here's the deal too of baseball.
Tank baseball.
We're this is just a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
That team won the SEC championship the next year. Yes. There's no telling.
Yes.
I mean, I would easily trade 7 wins.
Fix it around, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so good. We're good. What percentage of the credit does Charlie Winfield deserve for those classes? How well does this speak of towards State's NIL situation? This is what I'm going to say about Charlie. That when this is all done and when we can get to a point where the university is handling NIL and Charlie is just kind of, you know, so he can step away to a certain extent, Mississippi State, the university and its fans owe him a great debt of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because he basically said, I'm going to do this because nobody else will. The athletic department at that time sure as hell wasn't going to do it. Their big suggestion was, let's sign some baseballs. That's how we'll get our NIL going.
Oof.
So,
just for baseball.
Game-changing news, by the way. Huge news when that happened. So that's Charlie will never get the credit that he deserves, and he probably doesn't want it. He would rather just work behind the scenes. But I shudder to think, if he doesn't just say one day, I'm fed up and I'm going to do this, if he lets it go another 6 months, who knows where we are.
What I'll say, to me, what I think is the most important thing Charlie did was make sure that he kept rosters together.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were no teams really coming in here and taking Mississippi State players.
Yeah.
which, you know, they were getting raided, at least from, you know, an interest standpoint from other teams. And Charlie did a really good job, you know, like making sure State held on to those players.
Yeah.
The rest of it, the players coming in, you know, to me, that's on coaches. Coaches are the ones that get those players to visit, they get those players on campus. And then, you know, Charlie has a meeting with them, presents the NIL package, whatever. But, you know, the recruiting side of it, that's on the coaches. And, you know, I think that they deserve a lot of the credit on these recruiting classes too. Like, I think that State's NIL being what it is thanks to Charlie setting that up. The retention, I think, I put a lot of that on Charlie.
Yeah.
But you have to think about it too. I mean, I just think that the people in place right now, the coaches and some of these other positions – women's basketball, Sam Purcell is an elite recruiter in what he does. If you put him on any staff in the country, I think he's going to get in the game with players.
Yeah.
Chris Jans and his staff have become really good recruiters, and they've been able to sell Mississippi State. I think Chris Lamonis and his staff have really found a nice sweet spot right here. So the coaches are doing a great job selling Mississippi State, selling Starkville. And what they've done is they've completely eradicated this narrative that it's difficult to recruit to Starkville. You can't recruit to Starkville. You can't recruit to Mississippi State. If that were the case, you would not be able to have success in all these other sports, softball, tennis. You know, they've recruited good track and field runners. You know, it's very difficult to convince me, like when a coach tells me off the record, you know, it's just really hard to recruit here. You know, we can't really recruit here. We don't have – you're just being lazy.
Yeah.
You're not doing your job well enough. If you're using that as a crutch, you're not doing your job well enough because these coaches have been able to sell Mississippi State. Why can't you?
Yeah. Agreed.
And I'm not saying this football staff is doing that, by the way. I'm just saying if that is an excuse that you're using, then you're just not very good at your job.
All right, last one from Colton. Do you see football having a top 15 class in the next three seasons, a top 10 class in the next five? We're just talking about high school. No, not at all. No.
You know, and I hate to say that after we've just talked about, you know, recruiting and Starkville.
I expect
it's never been done in football.
Yeah, in football, it's just going to be consistent. You know, if they're in the top 20, I'm good.
I think the issue is who you're recruiting against.
Yeah.
It's not so much Mississippi State as it is you're in a league that is full of elite recruiters, and you got 16 teams, and you know 10 of them are probably going to be inside the top 16 nationally. So it's just tough. It's really tough for Mississippi State to get over that hump. But can State be a top 20 recruiter? A good bit. Can they be inside the top 25 every year? Yeah, they can.
Zachary Cooey, do you think the offer from the Pirates is enticing enough to have the owner of the Paul Skeens card traded in? If you were in that situation with a card of your favorite team and could take advantage of the offer, would you take it? Hey, Robbie, what?
I have no idea what this is.
Okay. You guys have got to make some, maybe include a link or something. I don't know. With questions like that, you're making a big assumption that I have any idea what you're talking about. Don't follow the Pirates. I know who Paul Skeens is, obviously, but like, what's going on with him? There's a baseball card. I have no idea. So
I don't know.
On. I'm going to skip this next question because I just don't have the patience. I just don't. Paul Barrett, I can't fault Jans for working the system he's given, but isn't the whole it's a neutral site but not really thing kind of silly? Do you think the formula gets revised soon, or do we get a point where everyone is just playing all their games barely off campus for the net? State and Ole Miss playing a neutral at West Point and Pontotoc High Schools. Now, I think, you know, State's been doing neutral site games for years, even before the net. They've played games in Jackson. They played in Tupelo. I think they've played on the coast at least once. Ole Miss is playing on the coast this year, and they played there last year. Why not get out and travel? Baseball does it as well. Baseball plays a two-game series every year in Biloxi. Why not get out and travel and see your fans a little bit? I mean, I don't have a huge – the net bonus is great, but at the same time, you know, why not? But
for the sake of the – I think, like, his argument is, like, isn't it silly that you get a boost going to a neutral site when it's essentially a home game.
I get what he's saying. Yeah, there is a little bit of that. But at the same time, you know.
I do think that they should. I do think that they should change that. Like, if you're playing like the 2K Sports Challenge or whatever state won in 2012, whatever that was, if you're playing in that, then it counts as like a true neutral site game, and that you're, it's almost like a postseason game. If you're going to, you know, Rutgers last year,
do you make the rule you can't have a neutral site in your home state?
Yeah.
So,
but like, you know, Rutgers last year, they played in New Jersey or whatever. It was a home game. It was absolutely a home game
for Rutgers. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, that was true. Like, so state got hurt a little bit going that, you know, that would have been a much
better win as a road game. Yeah.
So
maybe you said it as you can count it as maybe if you're playing the team in their state, right? It's a neutral site game for the home team. It's a road game for the road. Yeah. So maybe if Utah had come here, they could have gotten a road win. That would have been an easy quad one win for them.
Yeah, I could get on board with that.
I don't know. It may need to be tweaked a little bit.
They need to insert some, you know, like a human factor to it a little bit. Like you use your brain on it.
Yeah. What's the difference between this team's fans show up for a winning team and this team has fair weather bandwagon fans? The difference is this. When I say that they show up for a winning team, when we're talking about like soccer or volleyball, nobody shows up for those games across the country.
Yeah.
Very rarely does that happen, right? So you have to be winning to get fans in the stadium. You know, nobody on this planet is supporting a losing volleyball team. Yeah, they're not. There's no volleyball team in the country getting 3,000-4,000 a match when they aren't winning. That's the difference.
And then the bandwagon and fair weather fans, that's like football fans that come when the team's good.
Right.
Yeah. Like in a almost sport exclusively that regularly football. Has a lot of fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Last one. Brian, if I ever open a salad shop, what royalties would you want for me to use the crouton song as the crouton song in ads? I'll be happy to re-record it. I'd like
crouton,
to be able to eat
crouton,
for free.
Crouton.
Croutons.
It'd be a little tougher to do.
It would be a little tougher, but I can make it happen. I just because want to be able to eat for
crouton,
free.
Crouton is just like one syllable.
Yeah, croutons.
Crouton.
Yeah, it's a little crude. It's a little different. I'll make it happen, though. Don't worry. Don't worry. All right, next set of questions here. Oh, God. We'll get back to that in a little bit, I'm sure. Dalton Lee. Wait, Dalton, you didn't lock this? Oh, Dalton. Dalton, you disappoint me, buddy. Come on.
And he's a regular.
I know. He knows better. He knows better. All right, Patton Paris is next. Rank these actors who best portrayed their musical icon. Austin Butler as Elvis. Rami Malek? Freddie Mercury.
Or Malek.
It doesn't matter. Taron Egerton, Elton John. Jamie Foxx, Ray Charles. I thought the guy who played the Malek kid who played Freddie Mercury was really, really good.
He was. Austin Butler, I think, was my favorite.
As Elvis?
I suspended disbelief. Like, when I was watching that, I felt like I was watching, like, a documentary or something. Like,
I haven't seen all of these movies. I have seen the Queen.
I've seen all of them.
Okay.
The Elton John's last for me. He didn't really
get into it.
Jamie Foxx was really good.
Okay.
Ray Rank Charles. But I'm probably going to go Austin Butler, Rami Malek, Jamie Foxx, and then Egerton, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Seeing the logjam that could potentially happen in the SEC, do you see changes to the current scheduling model happening sooner rather than later? Well, I mean, by sooner, the earliest it's going to be is 2026. So, I mean, I think in 2026 they have to make some changes, or they're going to lose a lot of traditional rivalry games. As it sits right now, off the top of my head, Robbie, in 2026, you don't have Alabama-Tennessee. You don't have Auburn versus Georgia. You don't have Ole Miss versus LSU. You either don't have Texas A&M or Texas-Oklahoma. One of the two you don't have. You won't have, I guess that's enough. That's enough to prove my point. They have to make a change between now and then, or those games aren't going to exist in 2026. Those are big games. You don't want to not have those. So I think they're going to add the ninth conference game in this 2026. I wouldn't be surprised if we get that announcement in the February or March of 2025.
Yeah, because they don't really have a plan right now in play.
Right.
They ran back the schedule that they had this year. They just changed the home and away. So we don't know what they're going to do yet. But they definitely need that. Like we talked about in some form or fashion, like the pod thing, or like you got your permanent teams, like two or three teams, and go from there. I think they definitely need that. You know, State needs to play Ole Miss every year. Alabama needs to play Tennessee. You know, LSU needs to play Arkansas, probably Ole Miss too.
All right. Yeah, I agree.
Texas A&M.
All right. Thomas Loftus asks us, please watch this video below, which I just did. Passengers on a Sky Swing ride were stuck during a rain and windstorm at Six Flags over Mexico. What's the bare minimum you are asking for from Six Flags after this? First off, this would never happen to me, and I mean it literally. People are like, oh, that would never happen.
You wouldn't be on it.
I wouldn't be on his ride. Brian Haydad's afraid of heights. He's not going up there. That being said, if it happened to my family, my wife would probably be able to shake it off because she's a thrill ride junkie. So I'd just be like, we get to come to this park forever, for free.
So this is horrifying.
I could not deal with that at all.
I don't like heights either.
Yeah.
And I especially don't like where I'm hanging from, I'm just suspended hundreds of feet above the ground.
That's metal, too. You're in the middle of a storm. What if lightning strikes?
No, thanks.
No, I'm out. Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to go to Six Flags over Mexico either.
Yeah.
For being honest.
Good point. Mangum Cafe. I mean, some of y'all's questions, man. What are your favorite Life movie quotes? Life? The movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence where they're in prison?
Yes.
That movie?
Yeah.
I can't quote it.
You don't have any quotes from that?
Well, I got one.
Oh, you can't say it. Got you. Well, mine would be, hey, girl, you going to eat that cornbread?
I mean, yeah. What a random movie.
I think he's talking to you.
Yeah. Rate the soundtrack from the movie Loser.
What?
What is the movie Loser? What is this? What? Hold on. I guess we're going to do some Googling here.
Oh, that's that.
It's got Jason Biggs.
Jason Biggs. It's one of those movies from like the early 2000s. Like,
is that the one that has Teenage Dirtbag on it?
It very well could.
All right, hold on. So here's the official soundtrack here. Let's see what's on this soundtrack. Teenage Dirtbag. And that's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh.
It's got Blue by Eiffel 65. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Get Down Tonight by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. It's got What's My Age Again.
Oh, Out of My Head by Fastball.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
I never watched this movie. I always saw it on the shelves at the video store, but I never watched it.
This soundtrack has 26 songs on it? Really? Also, that's Tal Bachman, She's So High.
Oh, wow. The Bloodhound Gang.
The Bad Touch. What a great song. I love The Bloodhound Gang. Right, I'm going to rank it pretty high. It's like an 8 out of 10.
This is a great soundtrack, yeah, actually. Yeah.
That being said, how did you expect
this
to
be? High.
So, last one. When traveling, how do you decide on a hotel? Is it location, price, or a preferred company? In my terms of travel, I just sort of kind of look around and it's like, what looks good? I don't split hairs about. I'm not a person that has to stay at a Marriott or a Hilton or anything like that.
But I do. I use hotels.com, and I have to go. I have to have the rating has to be over a 7.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah, above at least a 4 out of 5. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, or I think hotels.com is like 1 through 10.
Okay.
And it has to be a 7+.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it has to be indoors. I do not stay at hotels
anymore. Motels.
Where you walk outside.
Right.
You walk out, you open the door and you're outside. I don't do that
anymore.
I'll
do that. I got you. Yeah.
And I usually try to keep it, under 150 a night. I try to keep it much lower than that if I'm on business. But, you know, I, like, the lowest I'll go is like a Comfort Inn. Maybe like, you know, used to, like, I used to love going to Microtel, but I don't know if I'm going to do that much more. So, like, that area, Comfort Inn, Fairfield Inn,
yeah,
like,
they're fine.
If I'm going to work, that's what I do. Now, if I'm going for pleasure, like if I'm going on vacation, I'm taking Becky, like, it's got to be a nicer hotel.
Nicer hotel.
Yeah.
If I told you the story of what Jennifer did on our last Disney trip as far as motels go.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Oh, my God.
The hotel where you, like, you just, like, set up all night.
I stayed up the whole night.
Yeah.
I was positive somebody was busting. I put a chair up under the doorknob so they couldn't get in. It was, I mean, I've never been more convinced I was going to die. And
I don't stay at those
like,
hotels.
We could have just spent an extra $150 and been on Disney's property right now asleep. But instead, we're here at the Roadway Inn. Never again.
When I first got into this business, I was working at Rivals, and I had the guy that was my boss. He was from somewhere else. He bought the site from Rivals, and he didn't know anything about Mississippi State. He just worked there, worked in Rivals, and he saw it as an opportunity. He had an SEC site, so he took it over, and he hired. I was in college. I got an email for jobs, a job opening, and I applied for it, and I got it. So he was like, I'll pay for your hotel. You go on the road and stuff like that. So I was like, awesome. Well, I went to a Rivals camp, and it was like the football camp. I went to a Rivals camp in Hattiesburg. And right off the interstate, forget what road that is. It's the road that comes from, like, Seminary, and it leads to Hardy Street. Take a right on Hardy Street. Forget what it is. But when you get off the highway, right
there.
It's
98, isn't it?
It could be.
Okay.
Right there is a truck stop and a hotel, in a motel.
Oh, no.
It's like Ukano Lodge or something.
Yeah.
So I pull up to it, and it's like nothing but like 18-wheelers and stuff out there. And I'm like, okay. So I get into my room, and it is like the, you know, horror films where they're at the roadside inns and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what the hotel room was. And I went to get in bed, pull back the sheets. There was 4 roaches on the bed. I was like, this is how am I going to sleep?
Yeah.
So that day changed my perspective on those little walk outside hotels.
No, you can't do that anymore. No, I agree.
Motels.
Motel, hotel, Holiday Inn.
That's right. This was not a Holiday Inn, brother.
There you go. Brogan Fairchild. Sorry.
There he is.
Sorry, bro. We're very sorry. But you know we're right.
He's changing his name.
You just have to wear it. Rank these ways of preparing a turkey for Thanksgiving. Traditionally in the oven, smoked, air fried, or deep fried. So here's my question.
Air fried? I have not had an air fried turkey.
Well, you know, like my oven, you can use it as an air fryer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's not like a separate air fryer. It's, you just put it in the oven and it works as an air fryer. In terms of convenience, just in the oven is the easiest method, right? But in terms of deliciousness, I say a fried turkey is the king.
You know, I don't know if I've had a deep fried turkey.
Oh, you're missing out. It's really
like, I don't
good.
Know. Every year my dad cooks it in the oven,
yeah,
and it is delicious, juicy, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
My dad's always done it, and that's just how I've always eaten it.
Smoked
very
turkey
juicy.
Is the lowest of the group here. I'm not a big smoked turkey.
No, it dries out.
Yeah. Like, if you do it right, it can be moist, but, like, the dark meat just takes too much smoke on sometimes. I'm just not a big fan. Maybe I haven't had a really good smoked turkey. And I'll do this. During the summer, I'll go get a turkey breast and smoke those, and they come out great. But, like, it just doesn't ever work for me. So I'm going to rank them in terms of getting the best quality. I'm going to have to disqualify air fried because I've never done that. But deep fried in the oven and then smoked is my is 1, 2, 3.
I'm just like, I'm just not a huge turkey guy.
Oh, I
like
love it. I mean, when it's cooked right, it's good.
I give it its day. Like you said, it's kind of like National Sons Day, National Daughters Day.
Yeah.
That's what Turkey Day is.
You know what the worst part about Thanksgiving is this year? Is The last few years, the Egg Bowl's been on Thanksgiving, so I don't do Thanksgiving on those days. I do it on Saturday after, right?
Yeah.
While we're cooking and while we're eating, there's all this incredible college football. Like last year for Thanksgiving, we got to watch that crazy Iron Bowl with Bond catching that touchdown pass on 4th and 19. It, just great stuff, right? You had Michigan, Ohio State that day. It was fantastic. This year, I've got Tommy DeVito versus Cooper Rush.
Yeah, gross.
I mean, what am I doing? Oh,
you know, preseason that looked all right.
Yeah,
I'm just excited that on Thanksgiving for the first time in a while, I can eat turkey. I can hang out, do whatever I want to, take a nap. Yeah. I've not been able to take a nap in forever on Thanksgiving because I've eaten my Thanksgiving lunch and immediately gotten my vehicle and driven to Ole Miss or to Starkville for the Egg Bowl.
Yeah,
I'm really pumped about that.
Should be fun. Let's see here. Also from Brogan, who would win in a tag team match between us and then Joel and Logan? And what would be our tag team name if it couldn't be Thunder and Lightning? I'm just going to tell
you. Why do people keep pitting us against our friends, Joel and Logan?
I don't know. We would not win that fight. Joel is ripped, and Logan is just a big old country boy. I mean,
neither of us are
a good Rock and Roll Express kind of ripoff, though. They could pull off Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson.
Yeah,
could be the Midnight. We could be the original Midnights with Dennis Condrey and Randy Rose. We both have beards.
Okay.
You have a jeans jacket?
No, I used to.
That's disappointing, but we'll figure it out. Will East would be our Paul E. Dangerously.
It would be really ugly.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. Josh asks, if Hutzler is retained, should the $8 million donation be given back to the donor? In my opinion, that's waving the white flag. What if he calls? He's like, hey, I thought we were serious. Never mind. Give me that money back.
Yeah. I don't know what the play is. Hutzler's retained. I think you got to give more money to try to get better players.
Yeah, you got it. That's when we need to double up the money at that point. Also from Josh, what were our overall thoughts on Tyson versus Paul? Now, you were covering high school football. You didn't get to watch this fight, correct?
No, I watched the whole thing. It didn't start to like 10:45.
Yeah, it started late. Yeah, I guess you could have been home.
It buffered before it got to that, but
I was hopeful that Mike would have that moment of magic, but it just didn't happen. It was disappointing. It was boring in the end, from which I probably should have expected, but.
The great thing about wrestling is he would have had his moment.
Yeah. He would have.
In boxing, you can't hide that. You can't
He would have had a knockout, and everybody's going crazy, and then Paul gets up and beats him. But we would have had that moment, right?
It would have been Hulk Hogan versus The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. So.
But, yeah, you could tell that he was absolutely gassed. I mean, still, the fact that he was in there taking punches at 58 or whatever he is now, he was in there for, 8 rounds? That in itself was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
No.
No, not even close.
I couldn't do it at 35.
Yeah.
I'd be dead in the first round.
We'll do a couple more here, and then we'll go to the break. From Rob Hadaway, been waiting on it. How many more wins would Mississippi State football have if Jeff Lebby didn't wear a hat to press conferences? I can't believe that whole thread happened. I'm just in shock. That this grown man, this 81-year-old man, as he told me later. Hold on, I'll read you the tweet exactly what he says. Hold on.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
Those conversations happen all the time on Twitter.
I am 81 years old, graduated from State in 1965, past president of the Bulldog Club, served on the board of directors for 10 years, named outstanding alumnus twice. No, I don't drink. But I have an opinion, as I have seen a lot of coaches come and go at Mississippi State. You were there for the bad years, buddy. Back then, the coaches would come out and take their press pictures in a T-shirt and a pair of sweatpants. What are we talking about here? And then
was that the guy? Was that that unhinged guy, Mr. James?
So I got a text. I got a text from a friend of ours. You know who I'm talking about? Who's like, I think that's him. It's got to be him.
It's Mr. James.
It might be. The Centurion.
Because one time he told me that he was the former president of the Bulldog Club or alumni, whatever.
Might be. So anyway, you missed it. This guy was incensed that Jeff Lebby, who does these press conferences with us straight from the practice field, leaves practice, comes to us, doesn't have time to shower, doesn't have time to put on a suit, and he's wearing a baseball cap, which he's done all year long, and on the sidelines. And I'm like, here are all these other coaches. Here's Dan Mullen and Mike Leach wearing a cap. Oh, that's different. That's different.
Just now, what it boils down to is they're 2-8.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Correct.
Because if they had 5 or 6 wins right now, all the conversation about, you know, he's boring, he's deflecting, people will be talking about how you know, locked in he is, how, you know, he's really, you know, locked in on the game. He doesn't get too high or too low, whatever. People would be pumped about his press conferences. They'd be talking about how cool he looked in his rope hat. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're losing. They're 2-8, and every little thing gets talked about. It's just like the atmosphere. The atmosphere at Davis Wade, if Mississippi State was 7-3 or whatever, you know, they would be right now, everybody would be talking about how electric it is, even without LED lights.
Yeah.
But every single thing gets magnified when you're losing.
Yeah. Also from Rob, my parents' alma mater, Mississippi College, announced today out of the blue that it's changing its name to Mississippi Christian University. Surely there's no other entity out there that has attached a lot of brand awareness to the letters MCU, is there?
I thought about that too.
They'll get sued.
They're going to get sued just like the WWF did.
They could very easily get sued. That would be something.
They can't be MCU.
Yeah, they can't be. Yeah, you can't. No.
That somebody mentioned this yesterday. So like that, they had to change their name for, like, is there some kind of legal purposes?
Yeah.
Or like something to do with like their accreditation? Maybe not that, but something of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you know, I've talked to several people that are alum of Mississippi College, some people that are close to the administration there. This NIL stuff, like the reasoning they're giving for dropping football is complete BS.
BS, yeah. Mississippi College is not affected by NIL.
They've run the university poorly.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. They don't have the funds. They're running out of money.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at ways that they can cut costs, and football was what got the axe.
Eish. Oh, well.
I don't see how that's going to help the school.
No, I don't either. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. Whatever your business is, if you want more customers coming in the door, the way to do that is through the way you market and message your business. You need a great printing company behind you to help you do that. You need to work with the best. That's Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience. Again, I say it all the time. You look at this folder that they sent us. Here it is. And, I mean, the amount of stuff they can do for you is incredible. And it's not just sending out flyers either. It's a whole lot more than that. I advise you to go to their website, pipridgeland.com, to find out more. Then call Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning. And say, what can you do for me? What can you do for my business? How can you help me? And he's going to put together a plan that's going to get people coming in and keep them coming in for a lot longer. When you need printing, call Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Robbie, we are delinquent in our trips to Two Brothers, I must say. We
set it. Set a day.
I mean, I can't go.
Wait.
I can go tomorrow. I can go Wednesday.
I can't go Wednesday.
I can't go Thursday. What are you doing Friday? Where are you? Hold on. Let me say it. Hold on. Where are you going to be Friday?
I'll be in Tupelo Friday night.
So you want to go before you? Well, I mean, you don't really have to go through here. I don't know. Do you have to go through here to get to Tupelo?
No.
How do you get to Tupelo?
I go down the Natchez Trace.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yep. It leads me right to the school.
We'll figure it out. We're going to go to Two Brothers soon. We're also going to go to the Older Brother soon and grab ourselves a fancy sandwich. When you want a fancy sandwich, when you want, you know, it's comfort food, but it's just spun up a little bit, that's what you're getting at the Older Brother. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, Starkville's best restaurants right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50?
50. When you need technology for your business, you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops, new information systems, mailing systems. It's all right there at Advantage Business Systems. Give them a call. And then if you need service, it's the same number. It's not a 1-800 number. It's not a call center. It's not you're on hold for 45 minutes. Your current position in the queue is 12. You don't have to hear that. You get to talk to somebody on the other end who probably made the sale with you. So they know you, and they're going to get out there and fix your problem a lot of times the same day. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. You like this shirt I'm wearing? You like this white polo with the state script on here? Got it at Maroon & Co. You can get it at Maroon & Co. You should check out their incredible selection this holiday season. If you got a shop for the Bulldog fan in your life, Maroon & Co. is the place to do it. And we can save you a little money on the way. That's the promo code THUNDER15. 15% off any regular price item. Some exclusions do apply. It's just like anything else in life. Sometimes some exclusions apply. It just happens. It just happens. It's okay, though. Before you go to the games at Davis Wade, at the Hump, at Duty Noble, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. All right, let's get back into the questions here. Josh Patrick recently moved to Starkville and saw a rerun of the Toothpick Bowl on TV. Had never heard of this as I grew up in South Mississippi. What are some of your favorite Mississippi traditions, rivalries, and bowl games? So you come a ton
the skunk
of
the skunk bowl.
The skunk bowl is number one. Baldwin versus Boonville. That is number one. No questions asked. Little Brown Jug, Hattiesburg and Laurel is a good
one. That's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm trying to think of rivalries in state that have, like, you know, trophies and stuff. You know, the Little Egg Bowl, when both teams are really good, it's fun.
So I had a trophy game in high school. We played Jackson St. Joe for – it was called the Strauss-Stallings Trophy. And I always wondered, like, who were Strauss and Stallings? I thought maybe they were, like, great players at both schools or something. No, they were just the jewelers who made the trophy. So that was a little disappointing to find out. But
then there's the – what is it, the Red Carpet Bowl?
The Red Carpet Bowl.
Well, that's several teams, isn't it?
Yeah, so when I was in high school, it was a triple header of high school football in the opening week of the season. So we would play, and then Vicksburg would play, and then Warren Central would play. And then the first year we played it at Vicksburg. So it was at St. Al, then Warren Central, then Vicksburg. My senior year, it was in Warren Central. So we were at St. Al, Vicksburg, then Warren Central. The only thing I didn't like about the Red Carpet Bowl, it was a cool event. I understood why St. Al couldn't host, because we did not have the facilities to host four, at the time, 5A teams. We didn't have not have that facilities. But St. Al, that's a 1A school. Almost all of the players played both ways. Like, could we have gotten the middle game so that the team that has to play everybody every snap isn't kicking off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on August the 27th? That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. I was going to add to my story, though. So my senior year, we beat Jackson St. Joe. We had lost him when I was a junior. We beat him when I was a senior. So we go to midfield, and they have the trophy. And the coach hands me the trophy. He's like, you can take it in the locker room. That is the peak of my high school career, of walking across the street, having the trophy, walking in the locker room, holding it up, and like yelling out, like, look what I got. And everybody in the locker room going absolutely ballistic, seeing the trophy. And of course, you know, being a small school, our locker room, there is a door that separates us and the visitors' locker room. So they got to hear everything that's happening. And it was incredible. So if I had to pick my favorite moment of high school football, that is it.
Yeah.
So good stuff. If we left any out, we left your favorite out, let us know. Tweet us at Brian Haydad, at Robbie Falk on 3. Oh, I got to get through all these. Brian McDuff, what is the proper attire for a college football press conference? I had a few people tweet him and said he should go full Halpert, break out the tux. I just don't think that's classy enough, you know, I'll be honest.
Just come in there like stepbrothers when they're going to the job interview.
Hutzler's behind him. Hello, lady. Let's go now to Robbie Falk. Robbie Flauk? Is it Flauk? I'm not hearing it. I'm hearing Flauk? I'm not hearing it. Shut the hell up, Robbie. Shut up.
Did you just fart? Is that ketchup?
I can taste it.
What?
Oh, God.
Let me taste it in my mouth.
Yeah. Let's go here. I got to get through all these stupid replies to this guy. Wade Jones, how has Kentucky gotten highly sought-after quarterbacks via the transfer portal? Since the past three haven't really flourished, do you see them continuing to get them? Levis, Leary, and now Vandergriff were all pretty highly rated guys. The next guy, they need to go to the high school ranks, but they are not hitting in the portal for whatever reason.
They're not developing high school guys.
Yeah.
But like, because remember, like, they would get a guy hurt, mm-hmm. and then they would have, like, an athlete at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, the strangest thing. Like, they just have not had a quarterback in a long time. When was the last, like, really good quarterback that they had?
Who was before Levis? In 2018, when they won 10 games. Who was their quarterback? Oh, that guy was terrible. Terry Wilson. That guy was awful.
Yeah, was that the year that they had Lynn Bowden at?
That was 17. That was 17. Where, if you're a longtime listener to this podcast, you know what I'm about to say. They could not throw the ball. Could not throw the ball with Lynn Bowden.
At all.
Yeah. That may have been 2019 now that I think about it. It was 2019. 17, I don't remember who their quarterback
was. They beat them when he was running things, I believe.
Well, no, he wasn't the quarterback yet. They played him early in the season, and all their other quarterbacks hadn't gotten hurt. He was still just a wide receiver at that point.
Okay.
So I don't remember, like, the last really good Kentucky quarterback. I don't have to go back to Tim Couch, do I?
Jared Lorenzen.
Lorenzen was good.
I'm sure there was somebody in there, but I just can't.
Andre Woodson was good. He was.
Was it Andre? Andre?
Yeah. Andre, yeah. Woodson. Yeah, that was.
He was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That was what, 2008?
07. State beat him.
State. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the year they beat LSU, who was number one in the nation, and then they lost to State.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good. That was probably it. I mean, I can't remember one after that.
Yeah.
They struggled.
Jay in Baltimore, what are the top two cooking tips, hacks, or ingredients you consistently avoid or feel passionately about? I always skip, add one bay leaf, and try to use broth versus water for rice and grits. That's a good hack there. Instead of boiling water, rice and water, boil it in chicken stock. Adds a lot of flavor.
Broth and grits?
Instead of using water, use some chicken stock.
Huh.
Adds a little flavor. I don't like to use onion powder. Just not a big fan.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the pre-made rubs I buy have onion powder, but I will very rarely add onion powder to.
Yeah, I mean, if it's in there,
yeah,
that's fine. Just mixed with other things.
But, like, I just don't like the smell of onion powder for whatever
reason. Yeah, I don't either.
Same with, like, celery salt.
Or garlic powder.
I use garlic powder. I use it all the time. But I don't like onion powder. I don't like celery salt either. Trying to think if there's anything else. It's like he's got things that I avoid. I have more hacks that I use than I avoid. Like yeah. I make my roux in the microwave. That's a big one for me now. So I'm making gravy. You can make the roux in the microwave. You don't have to worry about burning it.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Mix it. Put a cup of flour, stick of butter in the microwave, let it melt, stir it together, let it melt again, and then add your stock, gravy.
There you go.
You got gravy. So it's easy. Let's see here. Now we're getting into the Brupolo stuff. Again, appreciate you guys sending stuff in. Question for Robbie from Hunter Johnson, another high school question.
Another Hunter.
Yeah, another Hunter. There you go. Both teams still have to take care of business, but looking ahead at a possible East Webster versus Choctaw County, if you're East Webster, how do you stop Choctaw County? Is it as simple as you have to score 40-plus to beat them?
We have back-to-back weeks with questions on East Webster, Choctaw County.
And look at you. Rocket East Webster gear. Biased.
No, this is Eupora.
Oh, is that Eupora? Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the Wolverines, right?
There are some East Webster people that are going to be very angry, first, that I'm wearing this. Secondly, yeah. That you said this was East Webster.
In our buddy Patrick.
Patrick's going to be mad that I'm not wearing
Patrick, an East Webster hat. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
I have an East Webster hat. And I have a Eupora hat and shirt.
Mm.
If you guys, if teams that I cover out there want me to wear their stuff, you need to get me your gear like Eupora has.
All the high school gear I can get. Yeah.
Oh yeah, same here. This is, to me, this is one of the best logos in the state, the Walk and the Eagle. You know, this is a very interesting matchup if it happens next week. And it's a very underrated matchup in the state of Mississippi in the playoffs next week if it happens. East Webster plays Aberdeen this week. I think they beat them 50-8 earlier in the year. They're in the same district, so they know them pretty well. Choctaw has to go to Rosa Fort, the home of Brandon Bryant and Benardrick McKinney.
Yeah.
They got to go to Tunica. So if you're a Choctaw County fan and wanting to go to the riverboat and do a little gambling, there you go. You know, I think both of them will win. I'd be a little surprised if they didn't. So I think this is what where this is headed. But if you want to beat Choctaw County this year, they've got to make mistakes. This team is very good at just about every position. It's not just a Caleb Cunningham thing. If you haven't seen Choctaw County play and you're around the area, you know, you need to see them. They have, you know, if quarterback play is good with KJ Cork, I think it's a very tough team to beat if he plays well. The running back, Jeremiah Miller, is really good. You know, they just have other options. So they've got to make some mistakes, and you've got to play really well. I think East Webster has some talent out there that they could make this an interesting ball game. So this has been the matchup I've been wanting to see in North State. And then, you know, we'll see from there who plays maybe Noxubee in the state championship. But the 3A is really intriguing when you really get it down to, like, the two teams in the north and two teams in the south.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued to see what happens.
Will Lee says this is the best week of high school football. This is
the one before
you get to the semifinals. Yeah,
it's usually very good. Yeah.
All right. Mark Burleson asked, Brooks and Dunn, best music duo of all time. We had this question a while back, didn't somebody ask us this?
Maybe so. I mean, they've got a very, very strong argument. You know, Ronnie Dunn has one of the most unique voices out there. It's not just like your typical country music singer voice. Like his voice is incredible. And there's the hits that they've put out.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
So who would be up there? The only other one, I thought we did this before.
Simon and Garfunkel.
We did Simon and Garfunkel. We talked about Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
They got a ton of hits. But they're not still relevant.
I think
Brooks and Dunn are still putting out music today. They got like a 40-year career.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't
Captain
know if anybody's
and Tenille?
Accomplished. Who?
The Captain and Tenille?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
No.
Coverdale
Page? If you take their other accomplishments with them, it's Coverdale Page. But
Coverdale Page?
Coverdale Page.
Like David Coverdale and
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page?
You've never heard of Coverdale Page?
No.
Oh, man.
They have a thing?
Yes, that's a thing.
Oh, hold God. On. I think that's different. This is a group. That's just creating like a super group.
Yeah. Yeah, they had an album. It's a collaborative studio album by David Coverdale and Jimmy Page. Came out in 1993. It's really good. You should check it out.
I mean, I'm sure it is.
You're going to enjoy it. You're going to be like, the best I never ever. Heard this. Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the sake of...
The greatest
the sake of this is like a duo that has been established for a long time.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I don't have a problem with that.
I can't think of another one.
Brooks Taylor, if State could be any other mascot, what would you want it to be? And any thoughts on the Mississippi College name change and disbanding of the football program? I guess we talked about that. This is sort of the same question to me as when people ask us about what if they could change their school colors, right? I can't wrap my brain around Mississippi State being something else.
Yeah.
So
I like the Bulldogs. It's not a super common mascot.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked the Bulldogs.
Andy Lossick, now that your favorite Midwest gas station chain, Come and Go, has announced a rebranding, offer up your best new possible names. Why would they change the name?
Oh no.
Come and Go is perfect. Why would you change it?
never forget the drive to Omaha when we were just filming every come and go that we saw and sending it to Tyler Horka.
To Tyler Horka.
Just laughing hysterically.
Yeah, I have no – there is – why would you mess with perfection? I have no idea. I have no suggestions.
They must be getting hammered with
with memes.
The sexual stuff. Yeah. And they're just like, we can't do this
we
anymore.
Can't go any further with this.
I don't know why they even did this.
Well, yeah, like back in when they came up with it, they were probably like, this is funny and we can get away with it. And now it's like okay, we can't get away with it anymore.
I could see it. I could see them being like, all right, let's make this a little edgy to it's going to attract people to their convenience stores.
There you go. Cameron Worm.
Big Worm?
Are you excited for the return of Brandon Walker's More Cowbell show?
I mean, I'm not going to pay for content.
Oh, hold up. Hold on, sir.
Don't you have to pay for that?
Yes, you do. But isn't that a little hypocritical?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay.
But what am I going to get from that show that I don't already know?
Oh, I don't know.
Like that's not like,
it does go to NIL though. So, I mean, if it's $5 a month, if it's $5 a month, and you know it goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative, aren't you willing to pay that?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm just a regular guy, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen to sports
podcasts.
I
don't listen to any other podcast, any other MSU podcast, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I might do it, but, like, I mean, what am I – it's not helping Brandon out. I mean, I guess it is helping the State Excellence Fund or whatever, mm-hmm. but, like, you know, Brandon's good. And to your point, the hypocritical thing, like, the people are paying for our site for information. Like, if I needed something from that, I probably would. But, like, I just don't – like, I have so many other things I have to pay for. Like, I can't
– I got you.
Force myself to do it. I'm sure it's going to be entertaining. Be cool. Brandon's really good.
Yeah. Brad Baxter, when you
– Does he listen to our show?
I don't know.
No.
Brandon, if you're listening, let us know.
If he listens to our show regularly and I have proof of it,
yeah,
I might do it just to support him.
There you go. Brad Baxter asks, when you walk through your house and turn off all the lights that have been left on by your family, do you feel obligated to sing Trace Adkins, Every Light in the House is On? I've been known to do it quite loudly.
See, I never have a bunch of lights on because my wife is very particular about lights being on in the house.
The jackpot then is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, so when we first got married, she would go behind me when I would leave a room. Like, I would just leave the lights on because that's what we did at my house. I mean, we just – lights were on all the time. She would go in there and turn them off. Like, we would have one light on at, one particular time unless we were in separate rooms. So, I've just become conditioned to every time I leave, I turn it off. And now in our house, she has these motion sensor lights
mm-hmm.
in certain rooms. Like, when we walk in, they pop on. When we walk out, they turn off. She's very particular.
There you go. Let's see here. Jeremy Martin, if there were a 60% that Mississippi's MSU won a national championship in football in the next 10 years, or the same thing happened.
Chance.
Let me just read what he wrote.
Okay.
If there were 60% that MSU won national championship in football in the next 10 years, or the same thing happened but in reverse with baseball, and Ole Miss won the championship this year and State were guaranteed to win it next year, which would you choose?
That's what? A lot.
So what he's saying is, I think what we're saying is, we have a 60% chance that MSU wins the national championship in the next 10 years, or Mississippi State can win it in 2025, but Ole Miss is going to win it this year. I'm going to vote for that because it would be so funny to do to them what they did in baseball. They would just be thinking, oh, we're about to leave State in the dust. It's over. And then we win the national title. Hilarious.
So he's saying, Ole Miss wins the national title, and then State's got a 60% chance of winning it next year.
Correct. Or in the next 10 years. So, what he's saying is, in the first scenario, Ole Miss doesn't necessarily win the national title this year. But Mississippi State is given a 60% probability of winning it once in the next 10 years. Or you can get a guaranteed national title in 2025, but Ole Miss has to win it this year. I'm voting for that because it'd be hilarious. They'd be so bad.
Yeah, I mean, as long as State wins the national championship,
yeah, I'll take it.
Like it would just be a miserable year.
It would be miserable up until football season started, and then you realize, oh wait, they're really good.
Yeah,
you know, about midway through the season, you're like, hold on, this team is good. And then
the off season would just be
it'd be miserable.
It'd be awful.
But it had to be like, and to a lesser degree, it was like that for Ole Miss baseball fan.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Much lesser degree because there are just not a lot of people that care about baseball.
Right. Working for the weekend, I got a good laugh when the Cruton song started playing behind Robbie earlier this week. For $50,000, would you be willing to, for the rest of your life, have your phone on loud at max volume and your ringtone be mbop? 50K.
I mean, like, when it rings, you can easily hit.
Yeah. Like, how often do you get it where, your phone's in your pants and you're going to hear an extended 30 seconds of that? Yeah, sure. 50K? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is, like, it sounds like in this hypothetical, you can never, like, put it on mute or vibrate. So, everywhere you go, if you get a phone call, church, press conference, it's going off. So, it would be
What I would say to that is, in that scenario, you got to be like careful. Like you can't take your phone into church. You just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to go somewhere, if you're going to go to like a nice restaurant, can't take your phone in. There's workarounds. We got workarounds.
Okay.
All right.
Also, working for the weekend, you have to put parameters in there. You got to.
Yeah.
Brian,
you left me too much space. I'll find the loopholes.
Brian and I will make sure we can find every single possible way out of that.
Ed the Strangler Lewis loophole. We found it right there.
Just so we can get the money.
Yeah. Also from working for the weekend, if State was guaranteed to win a football national championship, if you could run a marathon in less than 6 hours, would you be willing to train and attempt it? So I looked. The winner of the New York City Marathon ran it in 2 hours and 7 minutes. So you're telling me I got to finish this. I got 4 extra hours. Now, I'm not telling you I could do that today, obviously. I feel like I could train. I had a friend that just finished the New York City Marathon. And he did it a few, I guess it was just a couple weeks ago. He went up there and ran, and he finished the marathon. Yes, if you're telling me I could, you know, as soon as I do it, they're going to win a national title, I'll train for it, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of hypothetical national championships.
Yeah. That's because everybody's afraid Ole Miss is going to win a real one in a few weeks.
Oh, boy.
And I believe that is it. All right. Tomorrow's show, we're going to start. We got some football to talk about, Mississippi State versus Missouri. We got some basketball to talk about with Mississippi State versus SMU. Who knows what else we'll have to talk about between now and then. Guys, have a great Wednesday. We'll be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.